Buddhism is on the rise once again. Partly perhaps because its positive attitude feels well suited to an emerging superpower. Particularly popular is the Zen form of Buddhism. Little surprise given that Zen, although now typically associated with Japan, started off life in China. And I'm going to explore Zen in one of the places in the world where it is most vigorous. Hong Kong. Our sixth wonder is the giant Buddha that overlooks this great Asian city. This mammoth bronze statue was completed in 1993. It symbolizes the relationship between man and nature, people and religion.
Well, the building of the giant Buddha in Hong Kong was a reassertion of an old Buddhist tradition of constructing massive Buddhist images. And the monks who initiated the project in Hong Kong had visited Japan, and they'd visited various sites in mainland China and seen medieval massive images of Buddhas. And this was something they were trying to recreate in Lantau.
It's the only statue of Buddha to face north towards Beijing, and is named Jiantan, after the Temple of Heaven in that city.
When Buddhism first starts out, it seems that people actively choose not to represent the Buddha figuratively. But then, as the philosophy passes through regions like Afghanistan, which had a really strong Greek influence, thanks to the invasion of Alexander the Great, it becomes the done thing to represent the Buddha in human form. Now, once the belief system enters China, a new tradition gains popularity, not just to represent the Buddha in human form, but to do so on a monumental scale. And that's an art form that's now being revived here in Hong Kong.